Since the downfall of Saddam Hussein, environmental engineers have been working to restore Iraqi marshlands destroyed under his rule. A report released today suggests that effort is off to a promising start. NPR's John Nielsen has the story.
The wetlands at the mouth of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers used to be among the largest and most densely inhabited wetlands in the world. 500,000 people and billions of migrating birds relied on these marshes. Once this sea of grass was twice the size of the Everglades. But Peter Rice, a development expert working with the U.S. Agency for International Development, says that's not the way it is anymore.
In the drained marsh, it looks like a moonscape. There are ridges, deep ridges on the surface of the land, and the land is littered with unexploded ordnances.
Rice says Saddam Hussein drained many of these marshes in the 1990s, partly because he didn't trust the people who lived there. By the year 2000, 93% of the wetlands were gone. When Saddam fell from power, local farmers and aid groups began reflooding some of the lands. They tore down dams and opened channels. Now, 20% of the original marshlands are once again covered with water. But Cliff Richardson, a wetlands expert at Duke University, says water is not all there is to it.
The real issue is whether or not this water release results in good conditions or conditions optimum for restoration.
Richardson led a team of 70 wetlands experts to Iraq in 2003, checking the marshes for resurgent plants and wildlife and for pollution. Today, at a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Washington, D.C., he reported the team's findings. In general, while some of the marshes are bouncing back nicely, others have become toxic as they have dried out.
These areas have very high evaporation. There's over 200 inches a year. As a result of this, we have a buildup of some toxic materials and also very high salinities, which would be very detrimental to plant and animal life.
Richardson says these toxins could be washed away, but only if these wetlands are essentially re-channelized by Iraqi engineers and the U.S. Army.
But you have to keep the water flowing through the marsh on its way to the Persian Gulf, as it has done for the previous 5,000 years.
Whether engineers will have the money and equipment they need to get this water moving is the question at this point. The United States government and Japan have pledged to put $4 million into efforts to restore the Iraqi wetlands, but Richardson says the true cost will probably be closer to $500 million.
We're talking modest amounts of money compared to the total amount of money that's being poured into Iraq.
Richardson says all the money in the world wouldn't be enough to restore the wetlands completely. That's because a good part of the water that once flowed into them has been diverted into wheat fields in upriver countries like Syria and Turkey. Ali Farhan, the Iraqi manager of the wetlands restoration project, says these diversions raise a difficult question. When the bulldozers are brought in to re-channelize the Iraqi wetlands, which ones will be reflooded and which ones will be left dry?
The challenge really is to define areas that can be restored in some sort of permanent restoration so that people can feel safe when they get back to it.
It's likely that the recently elected government of Iraq will end up having to answer that question. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.